We're starting Perek Chavav, and the letters are not necessarily in order of times. You know, some letters were said like right before the Alter Rebbe passed away. Other ones were made earlier, and the Rebbe points out that, you know, if you can find a connection between the various different letters in the order that they are, so that's definitely, you know, something to. The Rebbe sort of connects it, but in the we learned the long letter Chofei before this. Over there, the Rebbe was defending a statement of the Rebbe Yisrael Baal Shem. That's what they came to do here. Here, the Alter Rebbe is going to be defending a statement from the Raya Mehemna. This is in the Zohar. In the Zohar, a section of the Zohar is called Raya Mehemna, and in the Raya Mehemna over there, it just says some things. Basically, it talks about the advantage of the Kabbalah, the secrets of the Torah, of the Seder Satorah. Talks about the Zohar. It says that you know, in the Eitz Hadas, there was the in the Gan Eden, there was the Eitz Hadas, which was Toivara, it had good and bad in it, and then it had the Eitz Achaim, the Tree of Life. So when you read the Raya Mehemna, the Zohar, he basically says that when Mashiach will come, we'll just do the Eitz Achaim, because we're just going to learn Kabbalah. Kabbalah has no questions, it has no answers, it's no disagreements. It's not klippas. When you learn the Gemara, the Mishnah, everything else over there, there's sort of Toivara, because you're dealing with good and bad, and it almost seems like the Alter Rebbe is the Zohar is saying that the regular Gemara Nigla is like from Eitz Hadas Toivara. It's not the Eitz Achaim. But that's the Alter Rebbe saying. It's impossible to say that. He's going to bring mountains of proof that it's impossible to say that about the Nigla Torah. He's saying you didn't understand what the Raya Mehemna is saying. The Raya Mehemna didn't say that the Nigla is Eitz Hadas. It deals with matters that are from the Eitz Hadas Tevara. It deals with those things versus the dealings of the Eitz Achayim, which is the Kabbalah. But basically what it does say over there is that when La'osu Lavi Mashiach will come, and everybody will learn the secrets, will learn the Zohar, so then it'll be on a higher madrega over there. He says the Talmid Chachomim will benefit because at that time there will be an elevation. There won't be there'll be in a higher madrega, as we'll see inside. But basically, it says a lot of good things about it. But the Alter Rebbe is going to defend and going to explain what the Zohar says. First, the Alter Rebbe quotes a long piece, just quoting what the Raya Mehemna says. That's the first thing. It's an unusually long piece. And after that piece, the Alter Rebbe is going to spend a lengthy, long time that to prove it's impossible to say literally that he is sort of degrading Nigla, the Torah, the revealed, and trying to say that that's not that's Eitz Hadas, not like the Eitz Achaim. It's not possible to say. And he's going to explain what he means. But let's look inside now. First, let's see the quote, what he quotes from the Raya Mehemna, Parshas Nosek. So there he talks about the verse that we find in Daniel, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Gimel. There it says, "V'hamaskilim," those smart ones, those with the seichel, maskilim, "yazhiru kizoyar harakia," they will shine like the shine of the firmament. That's they're going to shine. So what does it mean? Who are these maskilim that are going to shine? It's a paraphrasing. It's a Zohar. I'm talking about the Zohar over here. They maskilim that they will shine when they learn the Zohar. So what does it mean? So it says b'hai chiburo diloch di'iu sefer haZohar. When it says they will look haZohar, it means with your chibur, with your book, with your author, what you authored, which is the sefer haZohar. And we call that, that's called the Zohar HaRikia. Why is it called the Zohar, the shine of the firmament, HaRikia? Because the source of the Kabbalah comes min Zohar di'imo ilo teshuva. calls that the shine of the supreme Ima, which is the level of Bina, Chochma Bina, Bina is Ima, Ima Ilah, the higher level of Ima, because it's Ima Tato too, sometimes it's Malchus, but it comes from the level of Bina, which is also the level of Teshuvah, which is the level of Teshuvah Ilah, as explained elsewhere, but that's not the Idur, but that's what it says in the Zohar. Now, he says, Be'ilain Loi Tzorich Nisoyim. It says that the Chlal, the Raim Hemne says over there that the Yidden before the Geula, there will be a time when things will have to sort out who is to the right, who is to the left, who is good, who is bad, you know, because there's going to be all different kinds of Yidden and services and everything. It says Yitzbaru. The verse is Yitzbaru v'Yislabnu v'Yitzarfu Rabim. So there's going to be the bad. It's going to be Birurim. It's going to be the Birurim from the Toiv, which means the people of the good are going to withstand the test, and those that are from the Ra will be separated. The sparks will go out, the good will go out, the bad will be destroyed. But the people that learn the Zohar, he says, Be'ilain loy tzorich nisoyen. Over there you don't need the test because you know that they are clean. There's no toiv v'ra, there's nothing to sort of sort out the toy from the Ra, good and the bad. It's not like the Eitz Hadas, it's only good. And therefore, it says like this, Uvegin das Yidin Yisroel limita milone dechayo, since the Yidin are destined to taste from the tree of life, which is referring to the Zohar, the Yidin are going to taste from the tree of life, the Ihu Hai Sefer HaZohar, this is this book of the Zohar, Yipkun be galuso berachamim. They will go out from exile with mercy, without having to sort out, no test, they'll go straight. Piskayim bohem. And the pasuk will be fulfilled by these people. It says, Hashem bodod yanchena ve'ein imoy kelnecher. Hashem alone will take them, without any kelnecher, without goyim helping them to go to reach their destination. The Eberstedt themselves will lead them and take them to the Geula, the people that are connected to their tasting, the Kabbalah, the learning, the Hasidus, the learning the Kabbalah. Now, he says, in the future, he says, V'ilono de Toivara, the Eitz Hadas, Toivara, the tree of good and bad, that's the Eitz Hadas, Toivara, the Ihu, what is that tree of good and bad? The Ihu, Isur, Heter, Beheter, Tuma, Vetara. What is prohibited, what is permissible, what is impure, what is pure. La Yishlatu al Yisrael Yotir, they will no longer dominate over the Yidden. Da Parnosu de Lahoin, Loy Lahave, Elam Isitra, the Lona de Chai. Because the sustenance of the Yidden will be only from the side of the tree of life, only from the Eitz HaChayim, no more from the Eitz HaDas. The Leis Tamon in the tree of life, there isn't there loy kashya mesitra dera. There is no question. Questions come from the bad side. Veloy machloikis, and there's also no argument, which comes from ruach hatuma, comes from the spirit of impurity. Ksiv. Because in the future it says there will be no more questions. It says, "V'esruach atuma avin min ha'aretz." I will remove the tuma from the land. And what it means is like this: the lo yisparnesun. So basically, what he's saying is that nowadays we have to, when we without the kabbalah, without the zayar. We get our in Golus, while we're in Golus, we get our sustenance, you know, the rabbis maybe study and learn, and the support they get from the people who don't learn, and they support them. So they're underneath them. They're actually in the recipient end, and the other one is giving them. So they're basically, what he's saying, they're basically taking from the Toiva Rav, because that's, or he calls them the Eid of Rav, the mixture from the other Yidden. And they are the one, that's Golos, they're the one that are supplying for the Talmidei Chachamim. But in the future, when they will just take from the Ilon the Chayim, from the Eitz HaChayim, so over there, Lo Yisparnas and Talmidei Chachamim HaHaaretz. Tamid Chacham will no longer sustain themselves from the people of the land. Elo misitra de toiv, but the only from the side of good, the ochlim Torah kosher heter, that only eat is only pure, only kosher and only permissible. There's no kosher and non-kosher, only permissible. Which he also equates to the nigla, which deals with kosher and not kosher, which has questions, which has but. That's all because that's the time what we learn now. It's us. But v'loy me'ed of Rav, so they'll eat just kosher, and it won't be from the Eid of Rav, the mixture, the multiple, that's referencing like the people that came out of Mitzrayim to get the multiple mixture. The ochlin tuma apostle osur. They eat tuma apostle osur. And they're the one that are feeding the yid, so there's a mixture of good and bad over there. So at the time when the dominance is the Eitz Hadas before Mashiach, at that time, then the Talmidei Chachamim are like Shabbos, which means you have the weekday prepares for Shabbos. So you have the Choyl, you have the Eid of Rav, you have the other Yidden that eat, they prepare for the Talmidei Chachamim. The Talmidei Chachamim, who are like Shabbos and Yom Tov. So where does Shabbos get their food for Shabbos? Shabbos you can't work. Shabbos gets their food from the weekday. The weekday prepares for the Shabbos. Only what they have is what's given to them from the weekday. So the same thing is a Talmud Chochem receives from the Eid of Rav, from the other Yidden that support him. Kegavna the Yom HaShabbos, which is just like the Shabbos day, the Lesle Elam Adim Misakna Le B'Yom HaDechoyl, it only has that which the weekday prepares for him, for them. That is when, that's at the time of exile, before, while there is still Ruach HaTumah. But at the time when there is dominance to the tree of life, which means in the time of redemption, is kafia ilona de tevara. So then the tree of tevara is subdued. It'll be the other way around. The Talmud de Am Haaretz, the other people will only get that which the Talmud Chacham give them. Talmud Chacham will no longer take from the Am Haaretz, but rather will be the other way around. And they'll be subdued underneath them as if they didn't exist. The Hochi Isur Heter V'Tuma V'Tarot Lo Yis'abed Me'am Haaretz. And they won't take the Tumah V'Tara from the Am Haaretz, because no, the Misitrayu Les Ben Golusa Limesa Mashiach Hashim Malchus Bilvad. He said, because even then, and from the perspective of the Am Haaretz, not the Talmidei Chachamim, to them the difference between Yemesa Mashiach and that is just the difference of Shibudei the Malchus, which means there's not going to be any more government of the Goyim, and the rest will be free. But they're not going to change to take from the Lona Dechaya. They're still going to be, that's still going to be Tevara by them. That's going to be their thing. The Inun Loitamim Lona Dechaya. They're not going to taste from the tree of life. Betzorich Loin Masnissin. Be Isser Vehetetum Vetara. They will need the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Nida Halacha, Tuma Vetara. It's for them, because to them, but those Talmidei Chachamim which are going to taste from the tree of life, they're not going to have to seemingly study the halachas or anything else, because by them they're going to be Eitz HaChaim, and Eitz HaChaim there is no Tov Ra, there's just life, and they're not going to be supported from the Eitzah, they're going to be Fakir, they're going to be giving to the Amoritz. Ad Kan B'Rayim Mehemna, this is the B'Rayim Mehemna. And the Rebbe is going to now explain the statements over here, what it seems to be degrading the Torah, saying that the Torah is Eitz Chaim, is Eitz Hadas, the regular, the Niglu the Torah, and he's saying the Kabbalah, the Zohar, is Eitz Chaim. The Rebbe is going to explain it now.